As we've heard on this program over the years, scientists have many hopes for the potential of stem cells to treat disease. But one kind of stem cell may cause disease. Today's New England Journal of Medicine describes a stem cell that appears to be responsible for a form of leukemia. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
There's a kind of stem cell that typically lives in the bone marrow called a hematopoietic stem cell. Its job is to make blood cells. And there are a lot of different kinds of blood cells to make: red blood cells, granulocytes, karyocytes, monocytes, and a bunch more. Before a hematopoietic cell turns into one of these blood cells, it first makes an intermediate cell called a progenitor. So there are red blood cell progenitors and granulocyte progenitors. You get the idea. Stanford University stem cell biologist Irv Weissman wondered whether these hematopoietic stem cells, or one of the progenitors, might be misbehaving in the disease called chronic myelogenous leukemia. So he removed cells from leukemia patients and studied them in the lab.
We saw no increase at all in the hematopoietic stem cells. We saw no increase in the common myeloid progenitors. We saw no increase in the megakaryocyte, erythrocyte progenitors, but we saw about a 15-fold increase in the granulocyte monocyte progenitor.
In other words, leukemia patients were making 15 times more granulocyte monocyte, or GM, progenitor cells than normal, and this was leading to their illness. Weissman says typically only stem cells have the ability to self-renew or make more copies of themselves. Under normal circumstances, progenitor cells do not.
We found that the GM progenitors that had increased their number in this disease, they self-renewed as well as or better than even hematopoietic stem cells.
Weissman says in leukemia patients, the GM progenitors were inappropriately behaving like stem cells. Now, self-renewal is a critical function of normal stem cells. After all, the body needs stem cells to make new tissues all the time. But University of Michigan researcher Michael Clark says healthy stem cells only multiply when they have to.
The body tightly regulates the stem cell self-renewal process so they don't expand beyond a certain limit. And what happens in cancer is that you get self-renewing cells that don't have this control on their expansion, and you just get expansion of more and more self-renewing cells, which causes the cancer, or in this case, leukemia.
Clark says the discovery of this special subset of cancer cells has enormous implications for cancer therapy.
If you don't eliminate these cells, then clearly these cells, if left behind, are capable of reforming a tumor.
Clark says these so-called cancer stem cells have been found in several cancers now.
My laboratory has found that in breast cancer, there also is a subset of cancer cells that have this ability to self-renew and expand, and that these cells appear to be the cells that are driving the cancer.
Stanford University's Irv Weissman expects that now that they know to look for them, researchers will find cancer stem cells in many different cancers.
I think it's so widespread that it may be the rule rather than the exception.
If Weissman is right, at least researchers will know what cells they'll have to control to find a real cure for cancer. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.